Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Fort, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 24, 1998, the Barbados Advocate newspaper published an article entitled Protection of Artifact Sites Deemed a Must. Here, Dr. Trevor Carmichael, president of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, called for protective legislation if the Safe Cemetery at Newton Plantation, the oldest and largest in the Caribbean, is to be preserved. Accordingly, it was highlighted that the Society since 1986 had been working in conjunction with the Barbados government to draft protective legislation for Barbados' archaeological sites and antiquities. As Carmichael mentioned, we must ensure that measures are taken to recognize the importance and significance of such local sites and institutions. In the article, Ms. Alessandra Cummings, director of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, made a point that the matter of protective legislation was unfortunately not being given full priority by the Ministry of Community Development and Culture, or government. Cummings indicated, as the laws elsewhere against archaeological excavation removal became more strict, Barbados becomes more vulnerable to the removal of its artifacts. This point was, however, rebutted by Mrs. Celia Topping, administrative officer in the Community Development and Culture Division, who argued that government was active in the matter of protective or cultural legislation. Mrs. Topping further stated that government was doing the best it could under the circumstances. She also highlighted the fact that government was considering taking a regional approach to cultural legislation because it would have more effect if the region gets together. Nonetheless, in response to Mrs. Topping's statement about a recent meeting in Guyana, where legislation pertaining to museums had been discussed, Ms. Cummings made it clear that what was needed was some action. It was only in October 2011 that an antiquities bill went to the Senate and was passed by the lower house. The draft Preservation of Antiquities and Relics Bill encountered vehement criticisms, causing government to halt the bill until it could be further examined. Now, after 26 years since the publication of the Advocate Report, Barbadians are beginning to appreciate the immense value for historic sites. One such site is Arawak Temple at Ben Hill, St. Peter, a cave used by the indigenous people for shelter and worship. In 1750, Griffith Hughes, in his Natural History of Barbados, drew reference to a very commodious cave in the side of the neighboring hill, called to this day Indian Castle, and almost in a direct line from St. Mary's Bay, and not above a mile and a half in the pleasant part of the country. Hughes noted that the indigenous people used local clay to make earthenware pots and pans and gods and worship them. Artifacts from Amerindian and English settlements are still being found, and a discussion on the need for legislation in the Advocate on this day, July 24, 1998, is still relevant today.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.